This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser.
Beat Migs. I know I sure am, because we made it. It's Friday,
motherfucking Friday. Everybody's ready for the weekend.
It's Friday.
This is so silly because Thrill is in studio with us right now.
Do you guys always break into dance on your Friday?
Every Friday.
And they do.
Taryn is getting after, man.
Yeah.
The Koog is coming out.
Yeah!
Oh, no! It's Friday. What the hell is that?
He's jumping. One of us.
I thought for sure you'd be on Team Steve and Sarah.
Right?
What, you guys don't jump around during that song on Friday?
Hell no.
Thank you.
We like to sit, okay?
Man.
And we do have Thrill from the men's room here to play. Thrill, can you explain why you're here?
Because you're a bitch who sends awful emails. And also... And also my fantasy football team lost. Those are the two reasons.
That's the real reason. Because if I was your teammate on fantasy football, you wouldn't be here.
Yeah, because you'd have George.
I was
going
to say,
team.
George is doing it. I don't try to fool us.
Yeah. You
got a general manager.
Yeah, you and Ted, what are you doing?
Nothing.
The
failing.
Least,
losing.
The least.
Here's a question. At any point in the last several weeks, have you and Ted had any conversations about your fantasy football team?
No. We just look at each other sadly and slowly shake our heads.
I mean, it sounds like Danny and I.
Yeah. Well, let's see if you can beat Megs.
Every time I'm like, Danny, what are we doing? He's like, I don't know. I'm like, okay, just checking.
And Mike tries to help me. Mike's like, dude, just sit this guy, put this guy on it. And then I never get around to it.
Oh, my gosh. So he even gives you advice and you don't take it?
He really does. Yeah. I think he just feels bad for me.
So just like the NFL, this fantasy football league is rigged.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
All right, Steve, it's time for you to get out of here.
All right, bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Thrill has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you'll only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yes.
Marilyn Monroe sang about how diamonds are a girl's best what?
Friend.
Correct. Who do the Seahawks play this Sunday?
49ers.
No.
Oh, play this Sunday?
Yes.
Oh, crap, man. Oh, Arizona.
There we go. How many months end in the letter E?
One?
Yes. Which Midwest state raises the most turkeys?
Nebraska.
No.
Who raises the most turkeys? Kentucky.
No.
Idaho.
No. What kind of soda is in a typical Long Island iced tea?
Oh, crap.
Come on.
There's soda in there?
Yes.
I honestly didn't know. Coke? Sprite?
Yes, Coke. Who played Ben Gates in the 2004 movie National Treasure?
Nicolas Cage?
Yes.
All right.
What type of farm did Taylor Swift grow up on?
A hit-making farm. A Christmas tree farm?
Yes! Which planet has 13 rings and 27 moons?
Saturn.
No.
Jupiter.
No.
Uranus.
Yes.
Give it to him.
I'm giving it to you.
All right.
All right, Thrill. With that, you got 7 correct.
Ooh, I can't believe I did that well.
I'm feeling good.
Honestly, yeah, I thought for
you
sure.
You thought I was stupid, didn't you?
I didn't think you would get that many. I mean, one of those questions.
The turkey one, what is that?
Well, we'll see if Steve knows.
Who the hell knows that? Whoa. If he gets that one right, this is rigged.
If the vegan knows the the answer to this question, I'll be very impressive.
I'm going to be upset.
He's a very good guesser, so you never know. Steve, are you ready?
Yes!
Marilyn Monroe sang about how diamonds are a girl's best what?
Friend.
You know it. Who do the Seahawks play this Sunday?
They play the Arizona Cardinals.
Yes. How many months end in the letter E?
January? No.
Oh my gosh.
One?
Yes. Which Midwest state raises the most turkeys?
Wisconsin?
No.
Illinois?
No.
Ohio?
No. What kind of soda is in a typical Long Island iced tea?
There is a Diet Cola?
No.
Diet Coke?
No.
Pepsi?
I mean, it could be. Who played Ben Gates in the 2004 movie National Treasure?
Nicolas Cage.
Yes. What type of farm did Taylor Swift grow up on?
Oh, man. I'm going to say...
Turkey.
No, I'm not going to...
Turkey farm.
Pig.
No. Pig farm.
A cow farm?
No.
A corn farm?
No. Which planet has 13 rings and 27 moons?
That would be Saturn?
No.
Was it Uranus?
Of course it was!
Damn it!
Steve,
I did not do well.
You got 5 correct, which is a loss. 7-5.
Damn.
Let's go, Thrill.
Can't beat you in football, but I can beat the Migs. Man, what is the frickin' Midwestern state that produces the most goddamn turkeys?
Missouri?
No. Minnesota.
Minnesota.
Really?
Yes. Really?
Why do we think potatoes with Idaho, but I never think turkeys with Minnesota?
You ever. Do now.
Ever.
You do now.
I will now, yes.
Yeah, so when you're eating your turkey next week, you know, think of
Shout
Minnesota.
Shout out Minnesota.
I'm very impressed that Thrill knew the type of farm Taylor Swift grew up on.
Yeah, I'm a Swiftie at heart.
And?
I'm not. I was making fun of her about it because apparently her job was to remove the praying mantises from the Christmas tree, seriously, before the parents sold them.
Oh, that's right.
Right, that was her
Christmas tree farm. I now remember that, yeah.
I love that you knew actual information about that.
I'm not happy that I know that.
I didn't even know
really
that.
I'm really not.
And then you finally both understood that my Uranus, Uranus.
Your what?
How many rings does Uranus have, sir?
Wow. 13 rings.
My Uranus?
My Uranus.
My Uranus. My
Uranus.
Yes, well, congratulations, Thrill, on beating Steve.
Thank you so much.
Oh, he got you good.
My Uranus.
We have partnered up once again with the fabulous folks at the Washington State Council of Firefighters and Operation Warm. We are putting brand new warm winter jackets on local kids in need through Coats for Kids.
We have a very high goal of $50,000, but the more coats more money we raise, the more coats we could get for kids. Right now, we're only at $1,600. I say only, we're early into it, but the Rockaholics, I know you can step up and help out. Constance Baker just donated $20. That's awesome, helping out the cause. That is a brand new coat for a kid in need. And also, shout out to Tamara Peterson joining the 69 Club. She donated $69, but any amount will help, from $20 to $200. And we've gotten those donations all over. If you got more, awesome. If you got less, $5 helps too.
Any amount at KISW.com. Thank you, Rockaholics. 206-803-ROCK. We have a simple question for you, and it is all based on a strange chat that happened during a Seattle Kraken game, but it has nothing to do with hockey whatsoever. Call in now, and we promise it is a simple question. 206-803-ROCK. We'll take your calls after the Odyssey World premiere of 3 Days Grace.
The Daily Mix Show. The Daily Mix Show.
Last week, the Kraken were playing the Chicago Blackhawks. And during the game, John, Eddie, and JT were talking about something random. And that random thing was chopsticks.
Are you apt to be able to Use chopsticks?
Are you?
Yeah. Probably about 5 to 7.
Dude, sometimes when they're playing, when the game's going on, I'm like, these guys just should have a podcast. Especially John and Eddie Olchuk are like that. And then JT chimes in every once in a while as well. The three of them are hilarious together, I think.
Absolutely.
Probably about 5 to 7 minutes, and then I get frustrated. Okay, yeah. But I can use them, but
yeah, okay.
The longer it takes.
Confidence level?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'd say confidence level is 6 out of 10.
All right. Johnny, how about you?
No.
0?
Never.
Just never. No experimenting?
No.
I know my granddaughter, Audrey.
Audrey Marie.
Yes. Yeah, she can do it. She's 4, and she can work the chopsticks.
Yeah. That's impressive.
Yeah.
The rest of my family does, but I, again, I'm not a lot of fun. Jones now will send it in. McCann has Beniers. He scores!
I love that.
He needs to do more chopstick conversations because apparently Matty Beniers is like, enough with the chopsticks. I'm going to score a goal to shut you guys up. I thought that was the funniest thing.
So this leads us to want to ask a simple question.
I feel like I'm sitting at a bar just watching the game with a couple of buddies who are just arguing over chopsticks, but they know a lot about hockey as well.
So great. The simple question we want to ask, we'll start with Daniel in Centralia. What is something simple that you can't do?
Recalling things that happened like 20 minutes ago. My short-term memory sucks.
So are you bad with names then?
Oh, horribly bad with names. Absolutely horrible.
Dude, that's the worst when like you meet somebody, they say their name, and you're having a good conversation, and you're like 30 seconds into the conversation, you're like, I kind of like this guy. Do not remember his name whatsoever, and he just told me it. This sucks.
The simple question to Chuck in Des Moines. Chuck, what is the simple thing that you can't do?
The chair challenge. Have you tried it?
I don't even know what this is.
Okay, well, you get a chair.
Okay.
You know, a just normal, like, classroom chair.
Like a folding chair?
Over, put your head against the wall, and you pick the chair up and try to stand up. Oh. Raise, you know, stand straight back up.
Oh, I didn't even know that was a thing.
I'm gonna have to look.
Can't do it. I've lost. I had to buy beers all night because my coworker did it and I couldn't.
I've never even heard of this.
Women can only do it.
Well, we need to try it on the show sometime then.
I'm gonna YouTube it first.
Thanks, Chuck.
What about you, Taryn? What's the simple thing that you cannot do?
This is really embarrassing. I'm terrible with right and left.
Okay.
Terrible. I mean, eventually I'll get it, but I'm always like, oh yeah, left up here. No, what I meant was right. All the time.
I am very guilty of every once in a while looking down at my hand and making the L shape with my hand in order to be able to tell. And it sucks because when doing the independent wrestling, and wrestling, a lot of things are, you need to know which direction you're going. Like, blah, 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 turn left. And I turn right and catch an elbow to the face. And like, hey, dude, I told you to turn left. I'm like, I know, I'm an idiot. And I just learned a valuable lesson.
I think my 5-year-old is better with right and left than I am.
Yes.
It's very embarrassing. Do you have one?
And my wife just did it yesterday and like almost like rubbed it in my face that I can't do it. I can't shuffle a deck of cards for the life of me.
Oh, really?
Can't do it. We just got we're getting everything ready for the big birthday party for Tatum, and it's a Grinch theme. And so we got Grinch bingo. And
cute.
So Tatum's like, oh, I mean, Sid's like, oh, I'm going to shuffle up the cards because now we could call out the numbers and all this stuff. I'm like, all right. And I'm like, let me see how bad you are at this. And then she just crushed it. And I'm like, damn it. Am I the only person that can't shuffle a deck of cards?
I would love to be your shuffling coach.
Mm-hmm.
I will bring in a deck of cards next week, and I will teach you before the Thanksgiving holiday how to shuffle.
And I will try, but I'm willing to give you my, I'm almost willing to give you my word that no matter how hard you try and teach me, I will still fail at it.
All right.
It's like, there's like a mental block. What about you, Danny?
My daughter will tell you that I do not know how to skip.
To my loo?
Yeah, exactly. I literally cannot skip. I look like I'm gonna fall over every single time.
But you look like that when you walk in general.
That's also fair. Yeah. She tells me the other day, my little sister can skip, Dad, and you can. Her little sister's too. So,
do you think it would help if you wore shoes that were the same color?
Probably not.
Rockaholics, we know
Taryn,
that you are a massive, massive music fan. But do you think that you could name a song after only hearing 1 second of the
Queen
chorus?
Shuffler sure can.
Prove it to us. And if you do, you'll win tickets to see Linkin Park on September 24th at Climate Pledge Arena. 206-803-ROCK. We will play Hook or Shook at 920.
The Daily Migs Show.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We have received texts and calls from you that we haven't had a chance to chat with you about, but the time has come. We are checking in with the Rockaholics, so please do give us a call if there's something you'd like to chime in on from the show this morning, or if you have anything on your mind that you'd like to discuss. 206-803-ROCK.
A few text messages are coming in, giving us a hard time. One person said that chair challenge, because earlier we were talking about simple things that you cannot do, and somebody called in and said they couldn't do the chair challenge. And we're like, I don't even know what the hell the chair challenge is. And he described it, and then a few texts have come in saying, the chair challenge has been going on for a very long time. Where have you guys been? And another person said, only women can do the chair challenge. Men cannot. So I had no idea what the hell the chair challenge was. You didn't. Danny, you had no idea, right?
Nope.
Sarah?
Nope.
Apparently we're all living under a rock, because I guess like about 4 years ago this was going on.
What?
And I found a news... I guess a news coverage of it to kind of give us an idea of what the chair challenge is. And also they had like a therapist on, a physical therapist, to talk about why guys can't do it.
The chair challenge is more than picking up a chair. First, you start with your feet together against the wall. Next, take two steps back in a straight line. Put your feet together.
Okay.
Lean forward. Your head has to touch the wall at all times. Slide a chair in. Pick that chair up and try to stand up. And let's see how we do. Danielle? Got it. Maureen? Those leopard heels didn't stop her.
Wow.
Them leopard heels looking pretty good on her.
We might be wearing the wrong shoes for this.
I didn't wear my leopard heels today. And after we do the chair challenge, we're going to do the Tide Pod challenge after that, right?
Oh. Yeah.
Then it was my turn.
So what's the deal? You might be kind of curious. We turn to physical therapists at Metro Health for answers.
Some people think it has something to do with core strength or ability to bend in that position. And we think it is a lot more to do with center of mass, essentially how big the size of someone's foot is. So people with larger feet will put them farther away from the wall and extend their center of mass away from a position that their muscles can act as... levers and move them across the anchor of their center of mass.
Makes sense.
Yes.
Well, now I'm a little worried for Sarah, because as I understand, you have some water skis over there, don't you?
Oh, my God, no!
So you might not be able to do it.
Wow! Something I tell you in private about myself, and now you're just putting... Do not look at my feet!
We have almost the same size feet.
That was my favorite.
You might be a half size larger than me.
That Taryn has ever said.
I am feeling... Wow. When I used to go bowling with friends, I would like whisper to the person my size shoe, because I am embarrassed.
Did we wear the same size?
Stop!
It was 12 or 13s. I can't tell.
Oh, my God!
I'm in between.
15s, actually.
15. Wow. Those are some like Shaquille O'Neal size feet.
Yeah.
You know what? And I will still do this chair challenge better than all y'all.
Well, let's have Sarah try it.
You want to go first?
Oh, God. Here we go. Are we doing this?
I might as well try it.
Okay.
So we'll have Sarah go first. And then I'll give it a whirl then to see if it works for the guys. And Danny, if you want to try as well.
Okay.
So then what you have to do. So you got to put your foot against the wall first.
Yeah, we'll add the chair.
Yeah. And then take one step back with one foot. And then put the other foot behind that one. and now even them out. Okay, now bang. No, 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 no. Put your head now. Yeah, on the wall.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so Steve is putting the chair.
I'm going to slide that chair under you.
Yeah, you that's a big chair, too.
It's a chair-sized chair.
Okay.
Now stand up.
What? She did it.
She did it. That's okay.
Right. She did it.
Even with those water skis.
All right.
Steve, let's go next.
All right, I got this.
Okay, so Steve, feet against the wall.
Yeah.
Look at this. He's standing.
One back in a straight line. Another one behind it in a straight line. Even the feet out.
You know what's funny is anyone who's walking by the studio right now is like, what are they doing? They're on air. Do they know they're on air?
Your head has to be touching the wall.
Head's touching the wall.
Okay.
All right, now pick up the chair.
Pick up the chair. Now stand up.
Oh,
what?
He did it!
Wow!
Yeah, baby!
Flexible!
It's all that soy. It's giving me more estrogen.
Well, congratulations, Steve.
You did it.
What no man before you could do.
Okay.
That was impressive.
That was hard, though.
I could see. I mean, you looked like you were working very hard.
I had to bounce the booty a little bit to get that going.
Oh, my God.
That's right. You bounced that booty.
I can't wait to go home and tell my wife what I accomplished today. Oh, she's going to be so unimpressed.
She might hand you a medal. You don't even know. Seahawks tight end Pharaoh Brown joined us earlier this morning, and he shared something with us that we had no clue existed within the Seahawks organization. If you missed it, you're going to hear from Pharaoh at 9:50.
The Daily Mix Show.
Happy Blue Friday, Rockaholics. We are patiently counting down the days until the Seahawks versus Cardinals this Sunday at Lumen Field, and we are talking with Pharaoh Brown, number 86 of our Seattle Seahawks. Good morning, Pharaoh.
Good morning.
How are you doing, my man?
Doing great. Living through these, what they call them, bomb cyclones or something?
Dude, did you lose power? How are things in your world?
Hey, man, we thugging it like back in the days right now. No power, no showers, but good. It's okay. We don't let it mess up our day.
It builds character.
Oh, yeah.
It's the worst name for a weather issue, like calling it the bomb cyclone. I'm like, that's rather aggressive.
Yeah, I got a little PowerPoint of what it actually means. I guess different storms in different water, but I thought all water was water, but hey, who am I?
Sounds like you might be our next meteorologist.
Yeah, it's a hurricane. If it's in the Gulf, it's a bomb cyclone. If it's in the Pacific, but hey.
Wow.
Well, I learned more today than I have from reading the internet and trying to figure out what the hell a bomb cyclone is, so I appreciate that, Farrell.
I mean, I was in Seattle. I didn't feel a bomb nor cyclone. But, hey, it is what it is.
Oh, it's coming. Tonight, it's going to happen. I promise you.
We're a week out. Could it be here soon?
Dude, how great does it feel after that? What an incredible ending to that game.
I think that was a big moment for us. I remember, like, the start of that drive, I was on the sideline talking to one of the guys, like, man, this is, like, about to go down to history. Like in two, when we get in, like, in our two-minute mode, I don't think there's no defense out there that can stop us. So I kind of, like, just knew we was about to go down and win it. And, I mean, it was a great team win.
We're talking with Seahawks tight end Pharaoh Brown. So I have a question about something that doesn't involve the football field at all, but I know you recently got to be part of the Kids' Choice Awards for Nickelodeon, and I believe you got to, like, give some props to SpongeBob. How did that come about? And, like, I know you've got kids, so is that, like, kind of getting to do these cool things through the eyes of your children?
Yeah, my kids loved it, and that was always one of my childhood dreams. I remember growing up in Nick at Night and all the Slime Time stuff. So, yeah, man, the boys loved that. They had a Nickelodeon did a great thing down there. It was like all the... I mean, it was crazy.
Well, since we're talking kids, maybe you can help me out because you do have young children. I have a 4-year-old that's going to be turning 5 in a few weeks. Maybe you can help me. I feel like you have the person that could maybe help me out there, Pharaoh, because every Sunday she's down to watch the Seahawks game with me. She likes yelling, "Go Seahawks." She freaks out when you guys score touchdowns. But after about a quarter, she wants to watch Paw Patrol, and then I end up having to watch the game on my cell phone. What advice can you give me so that my kid will watch the Seahawks game with me?
Man, I don't know. My kids do not care about the Seahawks game. They just want to go to, you know, the daycare and play with all the kids. And all they want to know is if we won or lost after the game. So I haven't been able to get my boys to watch the game. Actually, I had them on the field pregame, funny story. So they on the phone pregame, you know what I mean? It's like a thing, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, like, mom's down there. She's, you know, enjoying being on the field. It's kind of like a, you know, fun time. And the boys are just like, Mom, I want to go on the stands and eat popcorn. They want popcorn. They want to sit in the stands and eat popcorn. It's like, so some of these kids are cute to be on the sideline. My boys just want to go eat popcorn, and they don't care nothing about it. I'm like, Jesus Christ.
Wait, so is there? There's a daycare for the kids while you guys are playing, like other players' kids as well, or they're all hanging out together?
Yeah, they are hanging out together. It's called the Little Seahawks Room, and that's the main attraction.
that's amazing.
Farrell Brown, number 86 of our Seattle Seahawks. We'll get to see you this Sunday versus the Cardinals at Lumen Field. And if people want to follow you on Instagram, the handle is at Farrell Brown. Go Hawks.
Go Hawks.
And good luck with the bomb cyclone as well.
Oh, man, thank you, y'all. Stay safe.
Take care, my man.
You too.
I wonder what it would take to get a Little Rockaholics daycare here at the studio so we can bring our kids.
And that'd be amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I'm still cracking up that there's a daycare there.
That would be so fun for them.
Yes.
Getting to hang out while dad's just making it happen on the field.
I think it'd be funny. Like, part of the deal is you can raise the 12th man flag, but you're also in charge of the daycare for the Seahawks kids. So
oh, my gosh.
You agree to one thing, you have to do the other as well.
Are you doing anything fun for the game this weekend?
Watching it at home and hoping that that there's a big win, man. What about you?
I'll be driving home from Oregon.
Uh-huh.
So I'll be listening on the radio, which is always fun. I love listening to the radio.
Well, you got Rabel, man.
Oh, my God. It's just the best.
Yeah.
So that'll be my drive back in the rain.
I'm feeling good. I don't know. I mean, maybe I'm an idiot, which chances are I am, but I'm feeling pretty good about the game.
You keep that optimism, Steve. You are no idiot.
I felt good about the 49ers game. Look what happened. Now I feel good about this Cardinals game.
All right, I'm with you. But apparently you say you want to issue a public apology, Steve?
Yes.
Okay, I don't know why.
I did something, and I need to apologize about it.
All right, we're going to find out what this apology is all about during the Daily Migs download after Lenny Kravitz.
The Daily Migs Show. Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes, and we'll give you, some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs Download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by Palace Law. Before we get to anything that's going on around the world, we have to look internally. And I need to issue an apology.
To all of us?
To you. To Danny. To Sarah, even. Wow. And all of the Rockaholics.
Oh,
every
boy.
Single one of them.
We're all ears, Steve.
Earlier this hour, we learned of an old challenge called the chair challenge. And so, I guess apparently it's where it's nearly impossible for men to do. So, we decided to try it. Sarah succeeded at it. I'm like, okay, I'll give it a shot as well. And the basic premise is you take two steps from the wall. You stand on the wall. You line up your feet. You bend over. You put your head on the wall. And then you pick up a chair and try and stand up. Ladies apparently can do it. Guys, it's almost impossible. So, I tried it 20 minutes ago, and this is how it went.
Feet against the wall.
Yeah. Look at this. He's standing.
One back in a straight line. Another one behind it in a straight line. Even the feet out. Your head has to be touching the wall.
Head's touching the wall.
Okay.
All right, now pick up the chair.
Pick up the chair. Now stand up.
Oh, what?
He did it!
Wow!
Yeah, baby!
Watch the wall!
It's all that soy. It's giving me more estrogen. Apparently, that's not the case. I apparently cheated and did not realize it.
You Tom Brady'd it?
I didn't know I did. And I'm very sorry. I guess you were supposed to keep your feet together. And I've created a little bit of a little separation between my two feet when I tried to pull myself up. And then when I tried to do it during the commercial break with the feet together, I could not do it. It was very hard. So I'm very sorry.
Apology accepted, Steve.
Thank you. I'm a man of integrity.
You are.
You got to nip it at the bud. You just got to rip the Band-Aid off and apologize.
That goes a long way.
Yes.
Western Washington continues to deal with the aftermath of the bomb cyclone that left hundreds of thousands of people without power. Still a lot of folks without power. Utility providers are warning residents of potentially more outages today. There is another storm rolling through. Gusts could be up to 35 miles per hour. And, you know, some of those trees that were already getting a little loose on Tuesday, this could be their day.
I know. I'm a little worried for Sarah. She got her power back yesterday. She was all fired up. But they say now the storm's going to hit again tonight. And there's going to be some places going to get impacted again. And boy, oh boy, would that suck. I didn't mean to laugh. I'm sorry. Boy, oh boy, would that suck if you ended up losing your power again.
You guys would find such joy in that.
I would.
Well, you know what? You're suffering. So are the Seahawks. We saw that the Seahawks also have limited power. They're using generators, but they have to take cold showers, which led to a very weird interaction with Geno Smith and one of the reporters at a press conference about the fact that the team needs to take cold showers.
So there's cold showers.
Got to man up, you know, take a cold shower. And then, yeah, there's no sauna. You know, some of the things that we're accustomed to having because there's no electricity there aren't, you know, here for our service. But for the most part, man, we got everything we need, and we'll be ready on Sunday.
Do you have power at home, Gino?
I do, yeah.
Who's struggling the most with the cold showers?
I've been going home to shower.
I still laugh at that. It's the funniest.
Like who's in there crying?
Like, I'd probably think that, but in front of other reporters, I might just kind of like say, I might even ask that question.
Who's struggling the most with the cold shower?
I love the question. Don't get me wrong.
I've been going home to shower, so I don't know. I mean, I'm not going to ask a guy about a shower, but that's something you might have to ask them.
Thank you.
Thank you, God.
We found out it was Witherspoon. He's struggling the most with the cold shower. Speaking of football, the New York Giants just released quarterback Daniel Jones. It's a mutual decision. They feel like it's the best move for both parties so he can find another team. I mean, he did help them get to the playoffs in 2022, but after that, it's kind of slowly went downhill. And this year, it's rapidly going downhill. They're 2-8. He's got 7 interceptions. He's not playing well. Here's the crazy part, though. He signed that big contract. So even though they're cutting him, $92 million of it is guaranteed. Ooh. So I think he's going to be okay.
He's fine.
Part of it also, they want to cut him because if he get injured, he would get like another like $28 million. Ooh, so they're like, we don't want to risk this. That's over $100 million then.
Well, he was one of mine and Sarah's quarterbacks on the Touchdown Tacos Fantasy Football League.
So do you just get now the guy that's taken over for the team, which is Tommy How about they skip over Drew Locke and they're going straight with Tommy DeVito, their third stringer?
Wow.
I think they're trying to tank it.
Yeah.
I think they have a better chance of winning if they actually stick with Drew Locke. Speaking of the Seahawks, they play this Sunday, taking on the Arizona Cardinals. Also this weekend, you got tomorrow. Good luck to the Sounders. Let's if they go. Beat LAFC, they move on to the next round of playoffs because it's a single elimination when it comes to the Western Conference semifinals. Kraken are in LA, taking on the Kings tomorrow, so go Kraken. Busy weekend for sports.
Cougs are in Corvallis, Steve. And don't forget that.
And if you're going, be on the lookout for Taryn Daly. I was going to say Tarantula because you're probably going to be your drunken state, which is Tarantula.
Tornado Taryn.
Tornado Taryn. Hey, as far as weather, hitting a high of 49 degrees. Going to rain today. That is the DMD, and that's what's up.
Ryan Castle is up next with the Morning 12 Pack.
The Daily Mix Show.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.